Hiya, folks. It's Lay Rooster here, coming to you from the Hen House. Thanks for tuning in to check out one of my podcasts. Wanted to give you just a little information about these. A lot of these podcasts are coming from my YouTube videos and some of my Twitch streams where we've done them live with audio and video, of course. But a lot of the videos, particularly the ones that I'm bringing here to you with podcasts, are really well suited for the podcast and the audio spectrum because they're mainly a lot of talking and description and discussion and explanation. There are occasionally some times where I'm pointing out maybe something in a graphic or an infographic, but I usually try to explain those verbally as well. But if you're interested, please help out and check out the YouTube channel. You can find me on YouTube as where I am Lay Rooster. Just one word, Lay, L-E-R-O-O-S-T-E-R, Lay Rooster on YouTube. Subscribes there, help me out a ton. And you can also catch out the live streams where we're playing the games and talking about some of this stuff on Twitch TV. That's twitch.tv/Lay, L-E underscore Rooster, R-O-O-S-T-E-R. Don't forget the underscore there or else you won't be able to find me on Twitch. Anyway, I look forward for you finding me there. And there are options below with links to support me and to find me on YouTube, Discord, and Twitch. As well as I appreciate your subscriptions and support of this podcast and all of my content creation. So thanks a lot and cock-a-doodle-doo. Hey folks, how you doing? We're just ready to go live and kind of talk about this new patch 34 release notes, go over the notes, talk about the game, all these new things that are going on with the away teams updated significantly, with the officer traits coming out, and all the other stuff. So in addition to the new store that gives us different blueprints, things like that. So we're going to look at that and kind of go over this. If you're live with us on this, please chime in with questions you have and thoughts you have about the patch. It's been live since this morning and I've been going through it and trying to do that. We just posted our video with an update on the away teams and the officer traits and the store and how that all works. So check that out. Make sure you subscribe and hit notifications so you know about all these videos and we'll know from there. So I'm going to go through this, and then if you're checking this out later as a video on demand, go ahead and make sure you like it, subscribe, and put your comments down below so we can continue that discussion, and make sure you check us out. We'll also be streaming on Twitch, too. So we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. Just come find us on YouTube and Twitch, and appreciate you being with me. So looking at patch 34 release notes, that's for today, September 7th. There we got Yar and a new Borg. Cool. Let's see here and start going through this and y'all can chime in as you get online with me. Commanders, the last part of the Next Generation arc is here. TNG began back in May and has brought many exciting updates to Star Trek Fleet Command. This includes Exocomp consumables, quality of life improvements, away teams, and much more. In addition to new officers, missions, and battle paths, this final part brings a requested update to away teams. Officers that are uncommon and higher now have traits, which can be used to increase your chance of critical success on away teams' assignments. Discover more on the last part of the Next Generation arc below. They're saying the last part of the arc. They've said that twice. We still don't have the Enterprise D, and all that, so I'm not exactly surprised. I don't know. What are you thinking? Let me know in the chat or later on in the comments. Let's see here. Introducing the last part. Here's that last part again of Star Trek The Next Generation arc. Do you get the point that it's the last one? Because I'm starting to get that. The Enterprise has been taken. See, that's why we can't get it. They stole it. All right. The crew of the Enterprise-D has had a difficult few months lately, dealing with attacks from the Cardassians, the manipulation of the progenitors, and the crushing truth that they will not be able to get home. Captain Picard's answer to the low morale? Shore leave for the entire crew, of course. However, things don't quite go according to plan, as the Enterprise-D gets taken from under the crew's noses. Who's the culprit behind such a daring theft? None other than the de facto leader of the Outlaws, Roe Mudd. Hey, look how they're tying that into the rogue Outlaws there. I like it okay. Ro was desperate to get your attention, hence the shipjacking. Once again, she and the other outlaws have found themselves in a tricky spot, with a corrupt Starfleet officer obsessed with taking them down once and for all. Will you be able to help the outlaws break free from their pursuer? And more importantly, will the Enterprise crew ever get to have their shore leave? Really? Is that the most important thing? Versus like, hey, let's get the Enterprise back. Hey, let's make it so people can use the Enterprise in the game. Anyway, this is just another Tuesday for us. The fifth part of Star Trek The Next Generation in September includes Away Team Traits, new traits added to existing officers, new officers, Epic 3 of 10, and rare Tasha Yar. Glad to see Tasha Yar coming in there. Data's happy, I bet. New TNG missions, TNG Event Store, a new battle pass, new events, 5 new avatars, and 5 new frames. Let's start picking away at this. Away Team's traits. Most uncommon, rare, and epic officers will have traits added to them. All right, these traits will be relevant in Away Team assignments, allowing you to increase your chance of critical success on assignments that call for specific traits to succeed. You can read more about Away Teams on this dedicated page of our site. Now, I reviewed this over on my video that just went live now that you can view, and I'll put a link down below to it as well for the updated Away Teams. Goes into this in far greater detail, goes over to that webpage and starts picking stuff out, looks over in the thing. So make sure you check that out. I think it'll be helpful as you get in there and kind of check it out, because they only briefly mention it here in the arts. But I'm trying to give you a deep dive on these new mechanics that come into the game as they come in, because they're always a little tricky, slightly janky, and easy to get confused about or to misuse and miss out on some of the bonuses and waste things. So always good to have a little deep dive. Away Teams improvements. Once an assignment is completed, you will immediately get a new assignment in that slot. That is a great one. That's great. So auto refresh, that way you don't have to worry about waiting for the refresh, clearing it out. You know, this gives you an opportunity. I talked about this on the other one, so you can fast forward one to quickly get it, you know, right before the refresh. So you can finish it and then you can see what you get, because you might want to load in and like keep that. Or if you don't like it, you can just pass on it, and quickly when the refresh happens, then you get another one. So you get another chance to look at it. You know, that's kind of a good way to kind of play it to your advantage. You can now assign officers who are assigned to a docked at station ship to an assignment from the assignment screens. This is great too, because that was a real pain to have to like go in, figure out what you needed, and then go, oh, I gotta take these people off the ship and then use them and then go back in, blah blah blah. I suspect, I haven't tested this part out, but I have tested using them and it does work fine. I haven't tried to use ones on a damaged ship, most likely since you can't reassign those on a damaged ship to another ship. I bet you can't do it here. If you know differently or can confirm that, please put that information down in the comments. But still an improvement. And we got some new officers. There we go. Epic 3 of 10, so Epic Purple. Efficient gas acquisition increases gas mining rate by X percent. So another good to pring like a gas miner. And resource protection protocols increase protected cargo by X percent. So that's great. Again, we're going to get protected cargo and gas mining. So very much like T'Pring. That might even be T'Pring there. Borgified. They're so different looking when they're Borgs. I can't tell. But that'll be cool, because that, again, more protected cargo officers is really good when you're doing a lot of like multiple ships and you're trying to load up high on that protected cargo. So that's a great thing as far as I'm concerned, for when you do want to do that. And then Tasha Yar, she's a rare one. Tasha Yar, security officer, reduce crit chance of mission hostiles by X percent. And Code of Honor, increase damage against all NPC hostiles by X percent. All right, the battle pass. We are continuing with a new battle pass for this portion of the TNG arc. Claim officer shards, missions, cosmetics, resources, and more by taking part in events over the month and earning your rewards. How you doing, Hunter? I hope you're doing well. We are just going through the new arc information, and we've got the detailed push on the Away Teams as well. So thanks for chiming in live. Glad to see you. I'm going to keep going through this part, but if you have some stuff with this arc from today, let it loose in the comments, and we'll be talking about it. All right. The event store. I was kind of excited about this section. Well, no, actually, not this one. Alongside a selection of great events to keep you busy as we head into autumn, we are bringing back the event store that will feature resources, materials, ship blueprints, TNG, officer shards, and more, all from the TNG arc. Now, that's fine. It's good that we have the opportunity to use the event store for the TNG. That's fine. The new ship away team store, though, is something covered in the video. I'm actually probably more excited about that. New missions. Last arc of TNG brings 10 new missions available to players 35 plus. Help Picard and his crew fight their latest battles. And it's the last arc. They say it yet again. Avatars. We're going to get a rare Tasha Yar avatar, a rare Tasha Yar phaser avatar, one uncommon end of arc avatar. That should be neat. One epic 3 of 10 avatar, and one rare blueprint overflow avatar. Well, I'm curious to see what these look like, hopefully some will be cool. I know it's just cosmetic, but I do like having them and mixing it up. So let's see here. Frames, one uncommon traits frame, one rare missions frame, one rare Tasha Yar frame, one rare Borg nanoprobe frame, and one uncommon end of arc frame. Well, the end of arc stuff, I'm kind of wondering what that looks like. Improvements. Difficulty of common and uncommon level 40 plus assignments have been lowered by 15 to 25%. I'm sure that's appreciated on up there in the higher lands. Buff the Enterprise A and the Hegta to make them more in line with the Tribune. Okay, so some buffs, we'll see that. When tapping on a location where several ships or hostiles are stacked together near a station or armada, the game now prioritizes tapping on the station or armada first. That would be nice, especially after all those darn armada events we're doing, tapping, and it's like, no, not that ship. Yes, the armada, thank you. That does make some sense. There we go. Token rarity and grade are now shown in mission rewards, loot, and in the object viewer. Okay, cool. They're starting to show us, to make it a little easier to know what you're dealing with. Added a pressed highlight effect on station building and various other tabs. Okay, so we can see which one we've pressed, which one we're on. Bug fixes. I usually don't read as much of these, but some of these are kind of useful. Let's see. There's a fix on Arcady's ability. Apparently it wasn't proccing much. I don't know. I don't know you. I don't really use Arcady. He's one of those dedicated away teams officers as far as I'm concerned. Let's see. Fixed an issue where the information tooltip and battle logs would display zero bonus values. Some instances, ships could get stuck in combat on poor connections. That should fix. They get stuck in station combat when using Vemet as a captain. Let's see here. Protected cargo not working in PvP for Parsteel, Tritanium, and Dilithium. That is now fixed. Let's see here. Fix an issue where the app can get stuck when opening the store. Issue or info buttons. Let's see. App would freeze. Armada rarity and level didn't appear in the Alliance chat message when the coordinates are shared manually. Fix an issue where players would get kicked out of looking inside a territory capture system when locating a mission objective or tapping on system coordinates. I know it's been a lot of wonky stuff trying to look at those territory capture stuff recently for me. And a visual freeze on Armada timers. Let's see, attack button grayed out. Consumable buff appearing in the wrong slot. And the Alliance tag showing is empty is supposed to be fixed. I've been wondering about that, I'm like, what is this? Deanna Troy's art was missing on those mission dialogue pieces. Now we'll see more when the exocomp buffs are expiring. Worf was apparently looking shorter than the other officers. He complained and said it was an offense to his honor, so now he is taller. And some localization. So I'm glad they're fixing bugs. I'm glad they're always focusing on that. Let's see here. Hunter, you say you think the attributes added to the officers and the way change is going to be good once it gets going. You upgraded Kumac and added marksmanship. One third of his ability reminds me of adding attributes in D&D. Oh, cool. A little D&D reference. I like that too. Yeah, you know, we're seeing some of this stuff with the abilities, the traits seem pretty darn interesting. To me, I mean, again, I think it's going to take a while to start unlocking these, and you know, of course, you can't exactly predict which away team missions you're going to be getting at which time and which traits you're going to need. So we're going to have to start unlocking ones. I would unlock on the officers that you already find available to use the most often, as opposed to, you know, there's like for like Kirk, who's going to be good for things, is often come up, but a lot of times I want to keep him in reserve, like Kirk and Spock, Khan, you know, those three. Like if I'm going to run an armada or do some kind of PvP, I may want to have them like available. So I'm probably going to upgrade them not first. Like I'll, you know, maybe like Gary Mitchell, does he do anything? You know, he gets sent on my away teams all the time. So, you know, he's probably going to get upgraded sooner, assuming that it passes in there. And as we start seeing the different things and the different traits and attributes that are coming up, I'll probably focus on those. I covered some of that in the away teams video, so check that out too. And let me know what we're going to do with that. But I'm just curious about all this because I think we got a lot of stuff going on. Anyway, I wanted to go over these. I try to, if you're checking us out on the podcast version, which this is one of the videos that gets turned into the podcast, please know that you can find the links for YouTube as well so that you can get in and if you want to see any of the video as well and find even more content for you. Remember to like the video, give us a subscribe, which really helps us beat the algorithm. If you give us a like and with a thumbs up, and a comment, that really helps get a 1-2 punch for the YouTube algorithm, which is much appreciated as we try to grow the channel. So watch the videos, share the videos with your friends and other people in your alliance to play the games. Please encourage support of that. And I'll be here giving you more information. And of course, I'm doing weekly live streams on YouTube with Star Trek Fleet Command, in addition to live streams of Star Trek Fleet Command on Twitch too. We do some other games too, but you can start kind of checking us out and talking. I hope you'll start following us and subscribing on, you know, on both sides and following and subscribe on YouTube for free. You follow for free on Twitch, that kind of thing. All makes sense. Come on, check. I'll have the links down below for some of this stuff. So I'm going to wrap this one up. Thank you, Hunter, for being here and chiming in as well. It's much appreciated. So we're going to wrap this one up and then I expect people are going to see it. And I'll be putting it out there so people are aware of it and get some more information about the notes. So then we'll just look for, I'll be looking for information in the comments below. Hunter says you post them in your alliance group chat. That is much appreciated, Hunter. We want to share this. I try to get this out to a couple of alliances that I'm in or connected with and different things like that. And so putting them on the different Discords. I'll have the link to my Discord and my Twitch, and you already know where my YouTube is, but unless you're on the podcast, and then the link will be down there too on the podcast side. So I appreciate all the support, and you guys take care. I'll be on Twitch in a little bit doing some live streaming, and we'll look at that and carry on this discussion.